Today's daf is daf mem beis. We left off on toward the bottom of daf mem aleph amid beis. We're in the sugya of shlichus. The Gemara is trying to find out what the source of the concept of shlichus for kol haTorah kula is. So the Gemara had said that there are three places in the Torah where the Torah alludes to a notion of shlichus. Number one is by gittin, by gerushin, we have a concept of shlichus. Number two is by truma, where the pasuk says gam atem, and we assume that that's l'rabos as hashliach. And number three is by kadshim. So the Gemara had said, well, wait a second, why do we need all three sources? Maybe we can learn one from the other two. If we only had two of them, we can derive one from the other two. And the Gemara that we read yesterday discussed which of the three is expendable, which of the three is not necessary to have it, does not require its own source and can be derived from the other two. And the Gemara said it seems that Truma is the odd man out, right? Truma is the one that we don't need a separate source. We can derive it from the combination of Gerushin and of Kachim. So the Gemara had said that no, so therefore, we have to therefore do something with the Pasuk that we used to teach Shlichus by Truma, because it's totally unnecessary. So what do we use Gam Atem to teach me? So the Gemara had a drasha that it teaches me that just like Ma Atem B'nei Bris, Av Shluchachem B'nei Bris, that just like we are B'nei Bris, the Shliach has to be a Jew, that we're not allowed to use someone who's not a Jew. And even though when it comes to Afrashos, Shumas, and Maestros, we already know that you're not allowed to use a non-Jew, we need an extra Chiddush that even when it comes to, even though by Gittin and Kiddushin, we know you're not allowed to use someone who's not a Jew as a Shliach, but that's because he has no Shaychus whatsoever. An Eved, for instance, has no Shaychus whatsoever for Gittin and Kiddushin. I need an extra Pasuk to tell me that even by Truma, where he has some level of Shaychus, in the sense that it's when he's mafresh truma, the truma sovid kochavim midama'as v'chayavon ala hachomesh, that it does count on some level. So I need the extra pasuk of Gam Atem to tell me that the guy cannot serve as a shliach when it comes to truma. So really, the very concept of shlichus I know from Kachem and Gerushin, and I use the pasuk of Gam Atem by truma to teach me a special din that the guy cannot serve as a shliach when it comes to truma. So I believe we left off Ula Rabbi Shimon, which is about 10 lines, 8 to 10 lines before the end of the page. The last one line is Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon de Patar, but what about Rabbi Shimon who says that when a guy is mafresh truma, it's totally ineffective, and therefore the guy's relationship to truma is similar to the guy's relationship to Gittin v'Kiddushin. So I don't need Gam Atem to tell me that the guy cannot serve as a shliach by truma. Of course he cannot serve as a shliach by truma. He cannot serve as a shliach by Gittin and Kiddushin either. So then what would I use Gam Atem to teach me? So the Rabbi Shimon de Pater Ditnan, like we learned in the Mishnah, Truma Sovi Kochav Midama'as V'chayav Nalei Chomesh V'Rabbi Shimon Poter, right, that the Mishnah says that according to the Tanakhama, yes, the Truma Sovi Kochavim of a non-Jew creates a problem of Dimua when it gets mixed in with Chulin, and you're chayiv an extra chomesh when you steal it. But Rabbi Shimon says it's pater. Rabbi Shimon says it doesn't have a status of truma whatsoever. So according to that opinion of Rabbi Shimon, atem gam atem lamali, what does he do with that pasuk of atem gam atem by truma? It can't be used to teach me the concept of shlichus, because I know the concept of shlichus from kachim and from gerushin, and it can't be used to teach me the concept that a guy can't serve as a shliach, because I already know that from the fact that he can't serve as a shliach by getting mikidushin. So Yisrach, salkadai techamina holva memara atem lo arisin atem lo shutvim atem lo petropos atem lo atarim eshenu shalau. I might have thought that since atem comes to exclude so many different people from being mafresh truma, Ema Atem Velo Shluchachem Na'ami, I might have thought that Atem is a special, that even though generally Shlichus works, Atem is a special miyud in the Pasuk to tell me that Shlichus does not work for Truma, that it's just one of those areas in the Torah that Shlichus cannot work by. Kamashmalan therefore comes to tell me that Shlichus can work for Truma as well. So Enochinami, the general notion of Shlichus for Kala Torah, it's enough to have it by Kachav and Gerushin, I would derive it for Kala Torah Kula. It's just that by Truma, I would have thought is an exception. That's why I need a pasuk by Truma to tell me otherwise. So it says, that's great. Hanich Rabbi Shoben Karcha, Rabbi Yonasan, the Mapuk Le Haikra, Le Josh Achrina Minalan. This whole analysis that we just had of where we derive Shlichus from works great according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, but according to Rabbi Yonah's son, who uses that same pasuk that we previously used to teach our shlichus vaykachim for a totally different halacha, so now we're going to have to go back and try to figure out where we know shlichus for kol Torah kula from. Titanya Rabbi Yonah's son Omar, minayin shekol Yisrael kulon yotzim bepesach echad. How do I know that all of kol Yisrael can be yotzei with a single carbon pesach? Shenamar v'shachtu so kol kal adas Yisrael ben arba'im, that the kol kal adas Yisrael shechts the carbon pesach ben arba'im. So how does that pasuk make any sense? Kol kal kulam shochtim, does the entire kahal shecht v'aloeinu shochet ele echad, that one person shechts on behalf of others? There's only one shochet, the whole kahal can't be shechting. So ela mikan shekol Yisrael yotzim pesach echad. So you see from that pasuk, what's that pasuk teaching me? That the entire kahal Yisrael can be yotzei with a single carbon pesach. So if that's what the pasuk is there to teach me, that everyone could be yotzei with a single carbon pesach, shliach b'kach minaldei, we're back to the drawing board to try to figure out where we know the concept of shlichus. Meaning, we have a source when it comes to Truma, and we have a source when it comes to Gerushin, but the Gemara had said in the middle of yesterday's daf that that's not good enough, because Kachim is on a higher level, has more Kedusha than both Truma and Gerushin, obviously, and therefore it would need its own source. So what's the source that Shlichus works by Kachim? Now the Rishonim over here ask this idea that that all of Klal Yisrael can be yotzei with Pesach Echad. So it's also Rosh and the Ritva say that the Gemara Psachim that Samach Dalaram Beis seems to be against us, because the Gemara says that when you do the Karban Pesach, you're supposed to do it in Gimel Kitos. There's supposed to be three separate groups of people that shecht the Karban Pesach, and the Gemara derives that from Pasuk Kahal Adas Yisrael, that it's three groups, the Kahal, the Eda, and Yisrael. So how can we have the possibility even of everyone being Yotzei with Pesach Echad? So the Rishonim answered that you have to say that din of Kahal, Adas, Yisrael, of having three separate groups, is not Li'ikuva. It's only L'chadchil D'gadin, but it's certainly not Ma'akev. You Yotzei Korban Pesach, even if you do it in less than three groups, right? That's the Gemara, how they would open up the doors of the Azara, and everyone would come in, and then when it would be full, they would close the doors, and then they would do the next group, etc. And that was the Rabbi Akavya ben Mahalal al Gemara also, that the doors of the Azara were never closed on someone's face as great as Akavya ben Mahalal, right? He was the last one not let on the ride, so to speak, the last one that they closed the doors in front of. The Rambam in Hilchos Karban Pesach also says that if everyone shechts at the same time, it's kosher, you don't need three groups. And the Tzlach says that the Makar of the Rambam is our Gemara. Because again, the apparently the three groups is not something that's ma'akev b'di'evet. But anyway, bottom line is, if you use this pasuk to teach me that Kol Yisrael Kulam Yotzim bePesach Echad, so how do we know the concept of Shlichus? Says the Gemara, Minei, from that same pasuk. Meaning, the point is, if everyone's being Yotzei with the same Karban Pesach, obviously one person is doing the Shechita of that Karban Pesach. There is a mitzvah Shechitas Karban Pesach. He's obviously the Shliach for everybody else, for the rest of Klal Yisrael. So you don't need a separate source. There you have it. So it says more, no, that's not a good enough source. Maybe it's different because he's a partner in the Karban Pesach, meaning all of Klal Yisrael is being Yotze with this Karban Pesach, including the guy who's shechting it. So maybe from that, I would know that there's a concept of Shlichus, but I would think there's only a concept of Shlichus when I'm also involved, when I'm not just serving as his proxy, but I'm actually, I have a personal involvement as well. That's when I can that's when I can be a shliach. But if I have no involvement, maybe I can't be a shliach. So says the Gemara, you're right, okay, so we need a different source. Elamei hachaf, so it's from the following. V'yikhulam ish selabes avos selabayis. Pasuk says that one man takes for his entire mishpacha, for the entire bayis, when they're going to bring Karban Pesach. So you have the one person in the household bring Karban Pesach for the entire household. So you see, obviously, he serves as a shliach. Says the Gemara, wait a second, that's no better than the previous source. Again, that's because he's also going to partake of that Karban Pesach. So that's no better than the previous source, where we only see that there's a concept of shlichus if the shaliach that you're sending also has a stake in it. So says Gemara, yeah, but im kein trei krei lamali. You're right, it's no different than the previous source, but why would I need two psukim to tell me the same thing? Two psukim tell me that you can be a shliach in kachim if it's your carbon also, if you're a shutaf in that carbon. So menu inyan lehechad eshayach, menu inyan lehechad eloshayach. So this is where the concept of im eino inyan, that granted, both psukim are talking about a case where you happen to be a shutaf, but you don't need two psukim to be talking about a case where you happen to be a shutaf, and therefore we can apply one of these psukim to teach me the extra chiddush that even when you're not a shutaf, even when you don't have a stake in that carbon, still we apply the concept of shlichus. Tosos over here asks, when the Gemara had said v'dilma shani yasim just a shutfus b'kavayu, maybe it's different when you have a shutfus. Pirush aval l'shav yishliach heichad alekah shutfus minalei. Meaning the Gemara was saying we still wouldn't have a source that you could be a shliach when you're not a shutaf in the carbon. Says Tosos ve'ein lomar deina chinami heichad alekah lo shutfus b'kavayu lo matzi shav yishliach. So why is that? Why is it an untenable possibility that maybe when it comes to shliach by kachim, to shlichus by kachim, you taka do need to have a chelik in the carbon to be a shliach? Why does the Gemara assume that can't be? Right, and we need to look for a different source. What do you mean? Maybe that's taka the halacha of shlichus. Shlichus by gerushin, you don't have to be involved. Shlichus by truma, you don't have to be involved. But shlichus by kachim, maybe you have to have a chelik in that carbon. So it says Tosos. Now the reason why it's impossible to say that is that Tanan Perikayisha, the Gemara Pesachim says, Harei sha'amr lo rabu, tseyu shchot alaya pesach, v'shachach ma'amr lo rabu, gedi otle. It's a ferish of Gemara. The Gemara says that, it's a ferish of Mishnah rather. The Mishnah says that if a person's Rebbe says to him, go bring a carbon pesach on my behalf, and the Talmud doesn't remember, what kind of animal did he tell me to bring? Did he tell me to bring a gedi or a tle? And he has no recollection. So what should he do? Yikach gedi utle, bring both. V'yomer, I make the following condition. Im gedi amrli rabbi, tle shaliyu gedi shalo. Vim tle amrli rabbi, gedi shaliyu, tle shalo. That if I was told to bring a gedi for him, so then the gedi should be his, the tle should be mine. If he told me to bring a tle for him, so the tle should be his, the gedi should be mine. When we come to tle shaliyu gedi shalo, mash mashen lo shutfas b'gedi. Meaning, afilu hachi, shalchi gedi avor rabbo. So what do you see over there? That he's taking two separate animals. One of them he's shechting exclusively for his rabbi. The other one he's shechting for himself. So you see that he obviously doesn't have a shutfas in his Rebbe's carbon, and nevertheless he's able to serve as a shliach. So it's that mishnah that's driving this Gemara, where the Gemara is not willing to accept the idea that you need to be a shutaf in the carbon in order to be a shliach for the carbon. Why didn't the Gemara think of this possibility previously by Rabbi Shua ben Karcha to say that meaning when Rabbi Shua ben Karcha brought his pasuk originally by Karbanos to say that maybe it's Dafka talking about where you have a shutfas in it. Meaning, Rabbi Shimon Karcha and Rionis and have a machlokas whether it's going to be whether the achila of the carbon pesach is ma'akev its validity, whether the mitzvah achilas kezayis of carbon pesach is ma'akev the validity of the carbon pesach. Rabbi Shimon Karcha holds that every single person needs to eat the kezayis, otherwise it's not a kosher carbon pesach. So by definition, if you're going to have one person shechting carbon pesach, he's going to be shechting it on behalf of many different people, because it's going to involve many different karbanos. And obviously, he can't have a shutfas in all of them. He only has a shutfas in one of them. So if he's bringing many different animals, many different karbanos, so you see clearly then that he doesn't need to have a shutfas in order to bring the carbon pesach. Right? Something we discussed in the past, the mitzvah of achilas carbon pesach. Is it a mitzvah of achila or a mitzvah sheyehei nechal? Right? Is it a mitzvah that you have to eat the Karban Pesach or a mitzvah that it get eaten? So we pointed out, the Beis Halevi writes that there are two, that both are true. Right? There are two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah achila of achilas kezayis, plus there's a mitzvah that you can't leave, that it has to all get eaten. Nafkamin, even if you eat less than a kezayis, if you divide it up enough, that you have to make sure that it actually all gets eaten. Nafkamin would be if you eat a kezayis, but there's more meat left, right? So there's a din that both mitzvah sachila and both that yehei ne'achal. Anyway, so says the Gemara, back in the Gemara now, haimi by leilchad Rabbi Yitzchak. Wait a second, you can't use this pasuk of yichalem ish selabes avos to teach me the concept of shlichus by kachim. We already need that pasuk for Rabbi Yitzchak's din. Dam Rabbi Yitzchak ish zocha velo akatan zocha. We derive from the pasuk of yichalem ish celibate avos that only an ish can be zocha the carbon on behalf of everyone else, but a katan is unable to be zocha. He can't acquire the carbon for other people. So says the Gemara, no, ahumi ish lufi achla nafka. That we derive from a different ish. That's not derived from the same word ish. Frektosos ish zocha vein katan zocha vein tomer lam likra v'kaim len dein yad l'katan. I need a pasuk to tell me that a katan can't be zocha for other people. We paskin ein yad l'katan. It's obvious in kol haTorah kula ein yad l'katan. Why do I need a special pasuk by kachim to tell me that a katan can't acquire the karban for other people? Says Tosfos Yishlomer de legabe Pesach itzrich. It's a special chiddush by Karban Pesach. The sal kedai to hold the shayich b'achilas pesachim v'tzarich li'manos alav d'chsev selabayis afilu katan ema afla acherim zocha kamash milan. Because I might have thought, since he is shayich in achilas pesachim, and since he's shayich in achilas pesachim, meaning since you do feed him the Karban Pesach, he needs to be by Karban Pesach. You need every person who's going to eat from that Karban Pesach needs to be registered to eat from that Karban Pesach in advance. So the katan, if he's going to eat, also needs to be registered to be lihimanos. He needs to be menuyin al karban. He needs to be registered to eat from that karban in advance. So I might have thought, well, if he gets registered to eat from the karban, then maybe he could be zocha even for other people. Kamash malan, that it's not so. Now this Tosos, it is saying somewhat of a chiddush that you need menuyin al karban even for a katan. That in order to feed a katan, he needs to be manoy on the karban. Tosos Maseches Pesachim Daf Peches and the Darim Daf Lamed Vav say the opposite, that a katan does not require registration in order to be able to eat from the karban. Meaning, generally speaking, it's usher for a person to eat from the Karban Pesach if he wasn't registered in advance to eat from the Karban Pesach. But it also says that for mitam chinuch, you can give a katan from your Karban Pesach. I, generally speaking, we've discussed many times in the past, you're not allowed to feed a katan something that's usher. And if he's not menuyin al karban, if he's not manuy al karban, he's not registered on the karban, isn't it usher for him to eat the karban? So Tosfos of the opinion, at least Tosfos of theirs of the opinion, that that din, that you're not allowed to feed someone something that's usher, is only when the item is inherently usher, when it's a chefza viser, to feed him nevela, to feed him trefa, something like that. But when it's not a chefza viser, it's a circumstance it's just the circumstances make it that he's not allowed to eat the item, then perhaps there's no iser of feeding him, of feeding the katan the carbon, and therefore mitam chinuch you're allowed to feed him the carbon. So that's a machlokas between our Tosos and Tosos elsewhere in Shas. So anyway, frek the gemar viter dakati mi ba'yilei de shochnes ha-pesach al-yachid, don't we still need the pasuk to teach me that you shech the carbon pesach al-yachid, meaning that let's say you have one guy who doesn't have anyone else to join with on his Karban Pesach. He wants to bring his own Karban Pesach. He'll eat the whole thing. He won't need to bring the Chagiga along with it because he'll be plenty full from eating one Karban. So don't you need that Pasuk to teach me that din, and therefore you don't have it left to teach me the concept of Shlichus? So we must be assuming, like the Shita, that it's not true, that the din is not true, that you're not allowed to bring Karban Pesach for an individual. So says Mar, okay, we have now solved where we know shlichus from. We have this combination of kachim and gerushin and perhaps Truma on some level, so we have where we know the concept of shlichus from. But says Gemara, Rav Gidel Amrav asked, how do I know that when you appoint a shliach that he becomes like you and that he stands in your stead? It's because we have a pasuk nasiach nasiach mimata. When the pasuk describes the chalukah sa'aretz, how they would divide up Eretz Yisrael, and how each nasi would do the chalukah on behalf of his shevet, so he's doing it on behalf of his shevet. So frek the Gemara, Why don't we derive shlichus from there? Meaning, once we have a pasuk telling shlichus shalom kamosa nasiachad nasiachad, why isn't that the source of the concept of shlichus in general? So, frag the Gemara, tizbra das shlichusu, v'katanim lav b'nei shlichus. And the Gemara says, no, no, that's not shlichus at all in that case. It's not shlichus that you're dividing up the land with, because you're dividing up land even for katanim, and katanim aren't b'nei shlichus. So the vehicle being used over there is not shlichus. Elk, you have the Rav Barafuna. What is the vehicle being used over there? Damar Rav Barafuna, Amar Rav Gidol Amrav, Minayin Shezachin La'adam Shalav B'fanav, Shenam Rav Nasiachan Nasiachan. That's from the din of Zachin La'adam Shalav B'fanav, not from the din of Shlichus. So a very pashut reading of this Gemara leads one to the conclusion that Zachia is Lav Mitam Shlichus. It's a major machlok Rishonim. This idea of Zachin La'adam Shalav B'fanav, I see something that I know my friend would want and it seems to be Hefker and I could pick it up. Can I pick it up and make a kinyan on behalf of my friend? So if I know that it's something that he wants and it's good for him, zachin ladam shalom b'fanav, I can. Now, is that because it's ki'ilu am his shliach, or is there some other din at work over there? So this is a major machlokas rishonim. Is zechiyah mitam shlichus or is it not? It seems to be from this gemara that it's a moot point. What are you talking about? It's clear that it's not mitam shlichus because the gemara said nasiyecha is not a din of shlichus. It's a din of zachin ladam shalom b'fanav. So perhaps to adjust that point, we need to read a little bit weiter. Frankly, Gemara, v'tizbra z'chusi hachov anamiyika dika d'nichle b'har v'lo nichle b'bika v'ika d'nichle b'ika v'lo nichle b'har. How can you say that dividing up Eretz Yisrael and giving each person a portion of Eretz Yisrael is necessarily a z'chus, that it's zach nadam shalom b'fanav? Sometimes the guy's going to be stuck with something he doesn't like so much. Maybe he likes mountains and he's going to be stuck with a plane. Maybe he likes planes, he's going to be stuck with a mountain. So it's not always a zuchus for him. So you can't say that the pshat is zach nadam shalom b'fanav. So we've now rejected that it can't be shlichus because ain shlichus l'katan. And it can't be zachin ladam shalom b'fanav because it's not always a zuchus. Now, it's notable, like we said, the reason the Gemara rejects zachin ladam shalom b'fanav is not because zuchi is mitam shlichus, and it's the same thing, right? The Gemara rejects zachin ladam shalom b'fanav for a different reason. But the Gemara suggests a third reason. Ve'elukat the Rav about a third way that this halach of Chalukas Aretz is working. Ve'elukat the Rav Barafuna, Dam Rav Barafuna, Amar Rav Gidol Amrav, Minayin liyishom shabal lach l'gbenich se'avin shabezim amidin apotropos lach v'luzakos. So how do I know that if Yisomim come to divide their father's estate, that Beis Din provides them an apotropos for their benefit and to do not their benefit? So, frankly, Gemara lachov amai. Why would Beis Din give an apotropos to do what they don't want? El lachov al menas lazakos. No, lachov it means to try to do what they want, but lachov al menas lazakos. But sometimes they appoint an apotropos to represent them and to fight it out in order to be mezaka for them. And if they lose, they lose. And if they don't get exactly what they want, they don't get exactly what they want. But the apotropos's maisa is binding. So that's what it means. Lechov lezakos. So tamlam rav nasiachad nasiachad mimata tikachu. So it's derived from that pasuk. So apparently the vehicle that's being used to divide up Eretz Yisrael is not shlichus, nor is it tzachia. It's apotropos. And that's the concept of apotropos. Now, we do have a source for the concept of shlichus, and we do have a source for the concept of apotropos. We don't really have a source for the concept of zechia, and that's why many of the Rishonim want to connect zechia to shlichus. In fact, the Ritva over here says, though, that our sugya is a raya, that zechia is not mitam shlichus, like we said, because it starts with the shlichus, says it can't be shlichus, because ain't shlichus katan, rather it's zechia. The Ritva writes this in many places in Shas. However, the Tosa Rosh is mitarets that the Ran and other Rishonim who disagree that say Zechiah is mitam shlichus. They say that according to the Maskana of the Gemara over here, it could be meaning inachinami. In the Havamina, when the Gemara thought that the vehicle that through which they divided up Eretz Yisrael was Zechiah, it sounded like Zechiah has nothing to do with shlichus. Once the Gemara comes up with a third source anyway, with another vehicle through which we're dividing up Eretz Yisrael, so then who says the Havamina stands? Maybe once we come to that realization, then we go back to the notion that Tzachiyah in fact is Mitam Shlichus. That's the basic discussion of the Rishonim. Now Tosus over here, a couple of important things. Alachav al Manas Zakos. So says Tosus Kasha, Dam Perkani Zakon Limar and Gittin says, Dein Apotropin Rashon Lachav al Zakos Benichse Yisalmim, that the Apotropos is not allowed to do something negative for the Yisamim, or positive. And the Gemara says, well, why can't the Apotropos do something positive on behalf of the Yisamim? And the Gemara answers, Lachav al Manas Lazakos. So Frank tells us, wait a second. We're saying over here that an Apotropos is allowed to do something L'chov, even negative, when it's L'chov al Manas Lazakos, which we assume means he's trying his best, and sometimes it works out not so great. And yet the Gemara in Gittin, using the same exact phrase, L'chov al Manas Lazakos, it says that's what an apotropos is not empowered to do for the Yisomim. So which is it? Is he empowered to or not empowered to? So v'yeshlam d'hasamari b'tvias chovos sheyesh la'achirim aleihem u'bahavadai ein rasha'im d'shem elo yitvum k'shem gedolim. One over there, it's talking about being tovea chovos that other people have on them. Aval k'shem tovin b'shvil ha'yisom ki hacha b'chalukat ha'karkos. But being tovea on behalf of the Yisomim, things that people owe them, like karkaos, then to chigadli nami tzrichel nachlok bem, when they're going to get older, they're for sure going to have to deal with this. Vaday ma'amidin apotropos l'chov amnas zakos. Then the apotropos has expanded responsibilities. The Ran is metaritz a little bit differently. The Ran on Daf Yizayin v'Dapei Arif says that one is talking about where Beis Din is initially going to be mezaka, and it just turns out that they lost. I mean, the apotropos rather is initially going to be mezaka, but it just turns out that they lost and that they were unable to be mezaka, and that's what our Gemara is talking about. That's what the apotropos is entitled to do. Whereas the Gemara in Gittin is talking about where they initially go to be mechayev, and they lose, and they're actually mezak in the end. So they're talking about two totally different attitudes and goals of the apotropos. The apotropos can only serve what he believes to be the best interest of the Yisomim. It won't always work out for the best, but that's what he has to do. When he's not trying to serve the best interest of the Yisomim, that's when the apotropos is beyond what he's allowed to do. I, says the Ran, but the Gemara uses the same phrase, L'chov al menas l'zakos. How can that mean two things? So he says, yes, sometimes the same phrase in Shas means two different things. You have in a number of places in Shas where the same phrase will mean two slightly different things. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel, Yisom Shabbat Lach L'Gun Nusei Avim, Beizim Amidim Lam Apotropos, Ubarim Lam Chaluk, Yafavim Yidil Yichol Nimchos. If Yisom come to divide their father's nechasim, so Beis Din gives them an apotropos, they choose a proper chelek for them, and when they grow up, the children can decide, you know what, we're not happy with this, we're not happy with this chelek yafa. The Ran points out that chelek yafa doesn't mean that when that the Yisomim, that the apotropos gives the younger Yisomim, who can't speak for themselves, a better chelek than the others, because that's not fair. No, he's supposed to pick a proper chelek, a chelek yafe. The Ran says, if a question comes up where they're not sure, since the ketanim are not b'nei mechila, you err on the side of caution and give the ketanim the better piece. But not that you intentionally go for a better piece for ketanim. It's just that if you're not sure which is better, if you're not sure that this one might be equal or might be better, so you make sure you give that piece to the ketanim, because they're not b'nei mechila. So anyway, but if the child grows up and he says, I'm not happy with this, he can make a macha and say that he wants to be mevatel the chalukah. Rav Nachman today amar migdilu en yichol limchosim ken makoch bezin yafa. Rav Nachman himself says, what are you talking about? How can you allow the child to grow up and undo the chalukah? What was the whole purpose of the chalukah then? What was the whole purpose of appointing an apotropos and allowing the apotropos to serve on behalf of the katan if the katan's just going to be able to grow up and blow up the whole thing? So frek the Gemara, really, Rav Nachman holds that svara of im ken makoch bezin yafa? Umiyasad Rav Nachman im ken makoch bezin yafa? Does Rav Nachman generally hold of this svar of imkein makoch bezin yafa, that what's the point if the kid's just going to be able to destroy it? Vatnan, don't we have a Mishnah? Shuma dayanim shepichsu shsos o esiru shsos, that if the dayanim are evaluating the chasim when it comes to a loan, and they're evaluating how much something is worth, and they're off by a sixth, one direction or the other, mechron batel, So the sale is invalid. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Amar Mechron Chayim, Imkein Makoch Beis and Yafeh. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, you can't invalidate a sale of Beis Din because Imkein Makoch Beis and Yafeh. The whole point of authorizing Beis Din to sell the guy's property is that we're going to trust the Beis Din. And Vam Rav Huna Bar Chinna, Amar Rav Nachman, Halacha Kedivrei Chachamim. We see it's Rav Nachman who says that we follow the sheet of the Chachamim. So apparently Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman is the one that says that we don't say Im Kein Makoch Beis and Yafa. So how can Rav Nachman on the one hand say Im Kein Makoch Beis and Yafa by the Yisomim that grow up, and by the case of the Malva and the Lova, when Beis Din evaluates the property, we don't say Im Kein Makoch Beis and Yafa? So it says Mar Lo Kasha. No, it's not a stira. Had to ta'u, had to lo ta'u. When Beis Din makes a mistake, so we're allowed to invalidate what they did. When they didn't make a mistake, then you can't blow up what they did. So wait a second, if they didn't make a mistake, what kind of machal could the child have? What's the child going to say when he grows up? I'm not happy, this was too fair, right? They didn't make a mistake, they did exactly right. So no, he could say, I really was hoping for a property on the east side of town, not on the west side of town. So you gave me a property that's worth exactly what it was supposed to be worth, but it's not where I would prefer it. The location is not where I would have preferred it. If you look at Tosfos Hadatov Hadaloto, who had the Matzah name or Hadatov Mishlos Hadatov Bepachs Mishlos, you could have said that both are a mistake. One is a greater mistake, one is a smaller mistake. And therefore, you wouldn't have to come out to the answer that there could be mocha with directions. But as Tosfos and Ksubas points out, the Gemara wants to say the greater chiddush, that it's a greater chiddush to say that the child has the ability to make a macha'a on location than to say that he's able to make a macha when he was cheated out of something. So the Gemara Einoch Nami, the Gemara could have said that he can make the macha when the taus was small, but wants to say the greater chiddush of baruchos. Okay, so anyway, that's the discussion of shlichus in general. We're going to continue with shlichus, and we're going to move on to ein shlichus varver. Just one more word about shlichus that I should have mentioned yesterday when we began the sugya, but it's very critical note when it comes to shlichus is this notion, and we mentioned today, shlucho shel adam kamoso, this idea that when I appoint a shliach, he becomes like me. So Tosfos Ridin Kiddushin Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis on our daf over here says yesh makshim im kein lekol dvar mitzvah yoel ashliach. Then if this is true, shlucho shel adam kamoso, my shliach is like me, then I shouldn't have to do any mitzvahs. I should be able to appoint someone to do all my mitzvahs for me. V'yomer adam l'chaver shev b'sukkah avuri. I don't like sitting in sukkah so much. I want you to sit in sukkah for me. Hanach tefillin avuri. Tefillin are, it's such a chore to put on the tefillin every day. Why don't you put on my tefillin for me? Etc. V'lav milsi shem mitzvah. So that's the kasha that everyone has. If there really is a concept of shlichus, so why doesn't shlichus work for everything? I'll never have to do a mitzvah. I'll appoint a shliach to do mitzvahs for me. So says the Tosfos Rid, v'lav milsi. That when the Torah demands that you do something with your guf, then you can't be potter by sending a shliach. By gerushin and kedushin it works, because there's no mitzvah on my guf to do the gerushin and kedushin. It's a chalos of gerushin and kedushin. So, and who is the chalos going to work for? It's not that the shliach is having the gerushin happen for him. It's happening for me. So shakosu beget ana ploni patars plonis. It says in the get exactly who it's for. V'cheinami ha'isha l'mihi mukadeshes ki imlo. And by the woman also, it says exactly who it's for. V'chein v'truma, who knows in that truma mi peros of. When I send the shliach to be mafresh truma, it's clear that it's from my peros, it's on my behalf. And the same by the Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is shechted for me. And by sukkah, I could tell someone to build me a sukkah as long as I sit in it. But if my friend sits in it, that doesn't relate to me at all. It doesn't relate back to me at all. So that's the famous teretz of the Tosfos Rid. Frek the ktsos and simin kuf pei beis v'kashali. In today's sugya, we're going to come upon the sugya of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, and we're going to need a source to tell me that Shlichus does not work for Dvar Aveira. So frek the Ktsos, but wait a second, why would I need a pasuk to tell me Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira if in general the concept of shlichus only teaches me that when something definitively relates back to me, that it's going to be considered shlichus. Well, by an avera, if I send you to go eat chazer, right? I ask you to eat chazer for me, so I'm not the one eating chazer. So that shouldn't be in the general concept of shlichus anyway. You shouldn't need an extra pasuk or any extra source to tell me ein shliach l'dvar aveira. It should be davar pashut ein shliach l'dvar aveira, because that's outside of what shlichus is generally able to accomplish. So that's why the Ketzos himself gives a different approach. The Ketzos writes, "Vanir l'anias daiti b'zeh kivin de shliach shalom kumoso l'amrin ne'el b'midi da'asiya." Does have le maiso shlucha kumoso. Shlucha shalom kumoso applies by something that involves action. Avol b'midi de'lek asiya l'amrin shlucha shalom kumoso. But when it's not something that involves action, we don't say shlucha shalom kumoso. So that's why by kiddush and gerushin, the maisa of the shliach is like I myself am doing it. By kiddushin gerushin, it's as if the husband himself has given the kiddushin or the gerushin. And if you hold yesh shliach l'dvar aveira, it's b'midi d'maisa, right? It's something that he's doing. But tefillin, the mitzvah of tefillin is not the putting on of the tefillin. It's the fact that I am wearing tefillin. So, granted, maybe when I appoint a shliach to put on tefillin for me, so the maisa of wrapping the tefillin is as if I'm doing it. But I still don't get the mitzvah, because that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to have the tefillin on. That's why we don't apply shlichus to such a mitzvah. Sitting in sukkah, the mitzvah is not to do the maisa of entering the sukkah. The mitzvah is to be in the sukkah. And granted, I can make the shliach as if I'm doing the maisa of going into the sukkah, but I'm not in the sukkah. And once I'm not in the sukkah, that's why you don't have shlichus. What? Yes, that's hard. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how he relates to that. Okay, there's obviously, but this Tos written Ketzos is a starting point of any major sugya, any major discussion you're ever going to have about shlichus. Let's go vital. Let's get to today's sugya. So Amrav Nachman Ha'achin Shachalku Harein Kulekuchos Pachus Mishtos Nikne Mekach Yesar Shtos Batal Mekach Shtos Kane Mekach Machzer Ona. That when brothers divide an estate, they are like lekuchos. If there's less than a sixth of an error, so it's a valid split and no one could complain. If there's more than a sixth that they were off by in terms of the division, so the whole thing is batel. They redo, they have to redivide. If it's exactly a sixth, so it is valid, but the one who is cheated, he has to get paid back all that he was cheated for. You can't just pay him back a penny and say now it's pachos mishtos. Once you're paying him back, you pay him back exactly what he's owed. You do the cheshbon, make sure he gets a fair deal. Amar Rav Hada, amrit pachos mishtos nikne mekach. That what you say when it's off by less than a sixth, the whole thing is valid. Lo amrin el delo shav yishliach. That's only if you didn't appoint a shliach to do the chalukah for you. Avol shav yishliach amar letkunish datich v'lo lavosi. But if you sent a shliach on your behalf, so then you could say to the shliach, look, I sent you to do good for me, not to mess me up. And you messed me up by very little, by pachos mishtos, but still you messed me up, and therefore the whole shlichus is not binding. So only if the brother is speaking on his own behalf does the idea that nikna mekach work. The second din that we said, that when it's more than a sixth off, that the mekach is going to be batal, lo amar el de lo amar nifligon b'shuma de bedina. Avol amar niflog b'shuma de bedina, mechron kayem. It's only going to be batal if you never said that our split should have the authority of Beis Din making a psak, of Beis Din doing the evaluation of the split. But if you made the initial deal that our split should have the authority of Beis Din, even if it was totally off, it was off by more than a sixth, you can't re-split it and re-evaluate. Tetanan shuma dayan shepirksus shus ha'asir shus mechron batal, Rav Shuma Umliel omer, mechron kayim. When Beis Din makes a mistake, Tanakama holds the mechor is batal, but Rav Shuma Umliel holds the mechor is kayim. And obviously the Gemara is assuming now, like Rav Shuma Umliel, meaning this line in the Gemara is the raya is from Rav Shuma Umliel, that mechron kayim, that's the power that Beis Din has. That's how Rashi understands. Tosos doesn't like it because Rashi himself points out that we're changing our mind from what we just said right here on the bottom of Amud Aleph when we're talking about Shuma Dein Shepich Sus or Asir Sus Mechrom Batel, right? So we assume Mechrom Batel. So and then we had the Machlokas and we had Amar of Nachman Alacha Kedivrei Chachamim that we pass like Chacham, not like Rav Shimon Liel, that it's Mechrom Kayim. And now we're assuming the other way, that the Alacha is like Rav Shimon Liel. So it tells us there's problems with this whole girsa. So there are other girsos in the Gemara. We're going to stick with Rashi's girsa for our purposes. Next comment, what else did we say? That if it's exactly a shsus, then the mecher is kayam, but you have to reimburse him. That's only true when it comes to metaltali. When it comes to karka, so there's a klal that ain't on all the karkos. That there's no such thing as being cheated when it comes to karka, because for whatever reason there in machlokes rishonim why that should be so. Let's just assume because karka there's karka can always be used to collect and recollect from, so karka can have any value whatsoever. So karka lo amron el de plug bi iluya av plug bi mashkas lo. And even within karka, that's only true if the idea that ain't another karkos, and that you can't say that you were cheated when it comes to karka, that's only if the way they divided it was by evaluating how much it's worth. But if the way they divided it was by measuring it, and they simply measured wrong, they took the tape measure and they just measured wrong, plug b'mashkasa, the mashkasa is the measuring rope, low. Then you can't say that ain't on all the karkos, and I'm sorry, you weren't really cheated. What do you mean? We're supposed to divide up the land by how big it is. You got 40 yards of land, I got 2 yards of land. That you can't tell me that that's fair. So then, anytime you have something midah mishkal minyan, anytime you have something quantifiable, even if it's less than the shir of ona'a, still you can always be chozer. Because again, the point is that they it was an obvious error in the way they divided it up. It has nothing to do with the value of the land, it has to do with the size of the land. And the size is something that's very easily measurable, whereas value of land is not nearly as easily measurable. Now, new thing. That which we know that if I send a fire in the hands of a Chayr Shot of a Katan, and the Chayr Shot of a Katan, as could be expected, does plenty of damage with that fire, so I'm Patr Medina Adam, but I'm Chayr Medina Shemaim, because I could have known better. But let's say I give a fully intelligent person a fire, and he goes, and I say, go light something on fire. And he goes and he lights a building on fire. So how do I know that I'm not chayiv, he's the one that's chayiv? Meaning the halacha is, I'm not chayiv, he's the one that's chayiv. Frek the Gemara, but I thought we just got through a whole sugya, that shlichus. If I send someone, he's standing in my stead. So whatever he does is if I'm doing. So if I'm my name is Shluch Shalom Kamoso. Why don't we say Shluch Shalom Kamoso? That when he lights the fire, it's me lighting the fire. Says Gemara, no, Shani Yasam Den Shluch Kedvar Aveira. No, you don't say, there's no shliach when it comes to doing an Aveira. Damrin, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomim. Because we have a Svara, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomim. Who should the guy listen to? Should he listen to you or should he listen to the Ribbono Shel Olam? So there's no shliach Kedvar Aveira. So a well-known machlokas, known to be Yehuda, Madur Kam, Simon Ayin Hay, and the Pischei Tshuva about the parameters of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Does Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira simply mean to say that when I send the Shliach to do an Aveira, he is responsible for the Aveira? Or does it mean to say even more than that? That when I send the Shliach to do an Aveira, the whole Shlichus is not binding. Meaning, let's say, for in the case of the Nodeb Yudah is, a guy sends a Shliach to Megarish his wife Bal Karcha, to Megarish his wife against her will. Now, generally, a Gerish and Bal Karcha works, but it's usher. You're not allowed to do it. It's a violation of Chaim Dorben Gershom. So it's usher to be Megarish your wife, Bal Karcha, but it works. So if a man sends a shliach to be Megarish his wife, Bal Karcha, is she divorced? So the Nodeb Yudah says, no, ain't shliach with varavera. There's no shlichus. So you can't be Megarish your wife, Bal Karcha, through a shliach. Pischei Tshuva says, no, ain't shliach with varavera just means that the avera is not going to be mine, it's going to be his. But we don't say that the whole shlichus is going to be batel. So that's a well-known machlokus. The other machlokus is the concept of divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishomim. Is that a svara that I can say, I the mishaleach can say, I didn't think he was going to listen to me, I didn't think he was crazy enough to listen to me, he has the Ribbono Shel Olam to listen to? Or is that a svara on the shliach himself, that the shliach should not have listened to the mishaleach? Nafkamina would be, if the guy, the shliach that I'm sending is a mumma l'kala Torah kula, he doesn't keep anything, right? So in that case, if the svara is that I could say, I didn't think he was going to listen to me, well, I can't really say that if I know that he was going to listen to me, he violates everything. Okay, we're going to have to get to this tomorrow. How this relates to Me'ila and what the exceptions are to Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira.